This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Your number is 877-217-5757. And your email is talk@talklouisiana.org for our Halloween edition of Talk Louisiana. Happy birthday to Nicholas Lou Saban, the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. He'll be coming this way Saturday with 6 national titles, 5 of them in Alabama, 1 against LSU. He faces his former employer as a 2-touchdown favorite. LSU is 3rd in the nation, Alabama is 1st, and Nick Saban is 67 years old today. It's also the birthday of Dan Rather, who's 87 years old, and Dale Brown, the LSU basketball coaching legend, the most successful basketball coach in the history of the Tigers. He is 83 years old today. In studio is Mimi Methvin. She is the Democratic candidate, endorsed candidate, for the 3rd Congressional District, which is represented by one Clay Higgins, who's been with us a few times, and we'd like to have him on, of course, before Election Day, and hopefully that will happen. But he is certainly a maverick kind of congressman, but a Republican who's voted largely with President Trump in his tenure in the U.S. House. And Mimi Methvin is a Democrat, a lawyer, a former federal magistrate, native of Alexandria, who lives in Lafayette. And good morning to you, Mimi Methvin.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
And this is your first race. Why did you decide to do this?
I've been a public servant for 34 years, and I'm very concerned with what I see going on in the country. Our Congressman Clay Higgins has not been voting in favor of policies that serve the constituents of the 3rd Congressional District. And I am, like many Americans, very disturbed by the attacks on our institutions of justice and on our free press. So I think I can make a difference.
Well, he is a creature of the media. He became famous in your area with this Crime Stoppers series he had. And he's a character. As I stated a few times, he has more tattoos than any member of Congress, as far as I know, and more tattoos than any candidate in Louisiana that I've ever seen, although Tony Perkins had a few. And Clay Higgins is an outside-the-box kind of guy. How difficult is it to run against somebody like that?
Well, it hasn't been difficult because he hasn't shown up a lot. We have had a number of forums. In fact, we had one last night in Lafayette sponsored by the 100 Black Men and the Pastoral Alliance and the Black Chamber of Commerce in Lafayette, and he, again, was a no-show. He's shown up for a couple of forums with the Chamber of Commerce in Lafayette and Lake Charles, but mostly we just run the campaign. I've gotten out to meet people across the district. One thing that keeps being repeated over and over by, especially by elected officials, is that they are not in touch with Congressman Higgins. He does not reach out. They don't feel that they're being represented. We have a lot of tough problems here in the district that are not being addressed.
877-217-5757 and talk@talklouisiana.org for Mimi Methvin, the endorsed Democrat in the 3rd Congressional District race. The election is 6 days away. There are 7 candidates in the race, and another Republican, Josh Guillory, is running. And he is backed by Rudy Giuliani, the thrice-married former mayor of New York City, who apparently has a connection to Josh Guillory through his current girlfriend. But this is interesting because the president is avidly for Clay Higgins, and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is for Josh Guillory. What do you make of what's going on in the GOP circle in this race?
Well, it's certainly interesting, and I think maybe it's brought a little more focus into the race in the 3rd Congressional District. But in the end, I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. I'm going to be in the runoff against Clay Higgins. We're quite confident of that. And then it's just going to be about who shows up in the election. As you probably know, Clay Higgins was elected by 16% of the registered voters of the district in 2016. So one thing that I repeat often is that Louisiana is not a red state or a blue state. It's a non-voting state. And in 2018, anything at all can happen. This is a winnable race.
How much is the president a central point in this issue, or central point in the campaign?
Well, I believe the fact that he endorsed Clay Higgins probably has aligned the Republican hierarchy to get behind Clay. Clay's been a very reliable, good soldier voter for the Trump agenda, even though he campaigned on being the Cajun John Wayne, and he's going to go clean up Washington from the elites and what they're doing to steal the wealth and mortgage our children's futures. That's almost a quote from a video that he had in 2016. He has been a very buttoned-down, a lockstep vote for the GOP agenda.
Been a lot less flamboyant than he was when he was a lawman. His attitude as a lawmaker has been somewhat different. 877-217-5757 is your number. Doug in Goodwood. Doug, you're on the air with Mimi Methvin.
Hi, Good morning.
Doug. Yes.
You know, one of the things that's so striking in this election is the difference on the issue of health care. That over 800,000 people in Louisiana have pre-existing health conditions that would have made them either uninsurable or gotten them kicked off of their policies before the Affordable Care Act. That means a lot to me because I'm one of them. I know in your district there's at least 100,000 people who are in that situation, and here in Baton Rouge or in the 6th District there's 200,000 or more. You know, the Republican health bills and the White House are blatantly just trying to end that, even though they're saying they won't, but you have to look at what they do, not what they say. I just don't understand how, you know, some folks don't see that as a life or death issue.
Your thoughts about the Affordable Care Act?
Thank you for that question, Doug. And this is the critical issue around the country, and it's certainly in the 3rd Congressional District. 40% of the non-elderly people in the 3rd District have pre-existing conditions. And as the caller pointed out, the rhetoric that Trump is putting out and also Clay Higgins about health care, they're complete misrepresentations of what's actually being done. They have fought at every turn to undercut the ACA, to take away coverage for people with pre-existing conditions, to gut health care. In fact, in May of 2017, Congressman Higgins voted to take away health care from 50,000 of his constituents. So this is what I'm fighting for. I'm advocating to for Medicare for all so that we can join all other wealthy countries in providing basic health care for every person. And the first thing that we need to do is make sure we protect coverage for people with pre-existing conditions.
Dan downtown. Hi, Dan. You're on the air with Mimi Methvin. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Yes, has five of your fellow federal judges helped Clay Higgins and hurt your chances with its Citizens United decision?
What about Citizens United, how that's changed as far as financing campaigns? By the way, a lot of Democrats have money. I see where the senator in North Dakota has raised $17 million since she voted against Brett Kavanaugh. So it's something that has not benefited the Republican Party as much as many people thought. But in your district, I would think that Clay Higgins has more resources than you as far as campaign funding.
Well, I actually outraised him in the last quarter. And I outraised him with strictly donations from individuals because I'm not taking money from corporations or PACs. And that has been a key feature of my campaign from the beginning, because I do believe dark money in politics is one of the biggest problems that we have that's preventing us from addressing some of the more serious problems that we have in the country. Citizens United held that corporations are people and money is free speech. And so when we talk about fundraising, we need to distinguish money contributed by individuals, which is the money that I've raised and, again, outraised Clay Higgins, and money from PACs. Last time we looked, which was actually the last quarter before last, Clay Higgins had received money from 135 PACs. And we know that when you take money from corporations, you basically are serving other interests and not the people that you're elected to represent.
Gustavo in Goodwood. Gustavo, you're on Talk Louisiana.
I hope I can finish my question before you interrupt me. But is there, I don't remember what governmental agency regulates this. I don't know if there's the FCC or the Federal Electoral Committee. I'm not sure who it does. But are you going to give Clay Higgins the same opportunity to campaign as you're giving to this particular lady?
Or? Clay Higgins has been invited to appear on the show.
Okay.
It's his choice. It's his choice whether he wants to or not.
Okay, but are you not obligated, just as, regardless of Clay Higgins or
no? Well, I can't make him do something he doesn't want to do.
No. I'm
saying. All right, you're not making any sense. Phil in Jefferson. Hi, Phil. You're on the air with Mimi Methvin.
Good morning, and thank you so much for just, you know, being proud to stand up for these principles. As it turns out, like I think 70 to 80% of the American population supports these programs and needs them. So they're lying to their voters that they're going to protect the Affordable Care Act.
877-217-5757. We'll be back with Mimi Methvin after this timeout. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us. 877-217-5757. The district in play that we're discussing in the race for Congress next Tuesday's election day is the 3rd Congressional District, and with 7 candidates, it is quite possible there will be a runoff. Now, Clay Higgins is the incumbent, and as such, he will be the favorite, but Mimi Methvin would probably be the most likely runoff survivor. She is the Democratic-endorsed candidate, former federal magistrate, lawyer, well-educated with degrees from Tulane and Georgetown, and she is with us. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 877-217-5757. And we are striving to have Clay Higgins with us before the primary, which is a week, less than a week away. Now, for those unfamiliar with Clay Higgins, he's a man, and actually he's been very gracious in the past. Remember, he came on the air the day that Congressman Scalise was shot, and he made his name by virtue of being a lawman on these Crime Stoppers programs. And for those unfamiliar with this flamboyant fellow, Matt Doyle, let's go to the segment we have with Clay Higgins before he became a member of Congress, when he became a household name in the district. Here we go.
You will be hunted. You will be tracked. And if you raise your weapon to a man like me, we'll return fire with superior fire. Darren Carter, you think men like these are afraid of an uneducated, 125-pound punk like you that's never won a fair fight in your life and holds your gun sideways? Young man, I'll meet you on solid ground anytime, anywhere, light or heavy. Makes no difference to me. You won't walk away. Look at you. Men like us, son, we do dumbbell presses with weights bigger than you. And the convicts in jail, most of those men are good people who just found themselves crossed with the law. They're not evil, and they don't respect you or any punk like you. They'll toss you around like a rag doll. I encourage every citizen watching this to look into your own heart and find the American courage that conquers all evil. I implore you to listen to this message and stand up. Take back your streets. Take back your country. Come forward with information about these heathens that have terrorized your community. And for those who would use this message as a way to create false racial division in our country, take a close look behind me. Standing next to every cop is a leader of our black community. This is not about race. It's about right versus wrong. One last message to the gremlins. You don't like the things I've told you tonight? I got one thing to say. I'm easy to find.
All right. That's Clay Higgins, and he is running for re-election, a one-term congressman. And Mimi Methvin, some people like that kind of rhetoric. Others deplore it. What do you think?
What I say is, when a politician invites you to hate or fear another group of people, that you need to slap your wallet, because they're going to be stealing you blind in Washington. You can just look at what Clay Higgins has done after he has been elected. He has voted to transfer an enormous amount of wealth to corporations and billionaires. He has voted to take away health care from 50,000 of his constituents. Basically, this is very effective for a certain segment of people because hate and fear are very strong emotions. But I think the majority of people in the 3rd District and around the country believe this kind of rhetoric, the divisive, hate-driven rhetoric, is not good for the country, and we're on the wrong track with that. And I will say, from being a judge as well, he is doing this commercial addressed to people that have arrest warrants out for them. We still have due process in the country, and I've seen way too much to believe that Clay Higgins can basically convict people based upon an arrest warrant.
Brenda in Lafayette. Brenda, good morning. You're on the air with Mimi Methvin.
Hi,
Brenda.
Hi, Mimi. This is hi. I wanted to ask you how you felt about the most recent announcement from President Trump with his intent to sign an executive order to be sure that people who were born in this country to immigrants would not have citizenship.
Thank you for your question. Again, this is a divisive, politically driven strategy on the part of the president, in my view. And he does not have the authority to take away birthright citizenship by executive order. Again, he seizes the headlines with stunts like this that are not supported by law or reason. This immigration issue also, we'll say, is in the same along the same lines. He's going to keep this in the forefront of the election, even though, if you look at the data, there is no immigration crisis in this country, and the poor, starving, exhausted people who are seeking asylum are not a threat to this country. We have procedures to address these issues that ensure the safety of the country and compassionate and effective immigration rules.
The president yesterday said we're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen. 30 other countries, including Canada, Mexico, and many others in the Western Hemisphere, have similar policies. 877-217-5757. Thank you, Brenda. Lewis between Baton Rouge and Lafayette. Lewis, good morning. You're on with Mimi Methvin.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Mimi.
Good morning.
One topic that has not gotten a lot of conversation between the candidates is this tariff issue and how it's affecting our farmers, especially in the 3rd District. Many of our soybean farmers have lost their biggest market in China, and it's really affecting their bottom line, and it's affecting our rural areas everywhere from Yunus to New Iberia and all points in between.
Your thoughts about that policy?
Yeah, so I think we all know Louisiana is getting hit hardest by the tariffs, probably harder than any other state in the country, both because of what the caller described, our agricultural products, and also because we're being hit by the tariffs on aluminum and steel as well in our construction, our chemical industries. So the tariffs are really tough for us. Many people do not know that, in fact, setting trade policy is supposed to be up to Congress and not to the president. But over the last 20 or 30 years, there have been some exceptions made for national security reasons. I think we need to rein that back so that we are not establishing trade policy by tweet, and we have some sane exit strategy for the trade policies that we do adopt. We don't have one here, as far as I can tell.
877-217-5757. We'll spend a bit more time with Mimi Methvin, and also coming soon, we're going to hear from Robert Travis Scott of the Public Affairs Research Council. Sharon in Lafayette. Hello, Sharon. You're on Talk Louisiana with Mimi Methvin.
Hi, Mimi. This is Sharon in Lafayette, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the phrase that I've heard you say, the criminalization of poverty. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, thank you, Sharon, for that question. The first thing that I would say is that two-thirds of the people in the United States that are incarcerated are there because they are poor. And what I mean by that is we have a cash bail system where if you are a dangerous criminal, when you get arrested, you can walk out because you can afford to pay the premium to the bail bondsman. If you are a low-level nonviolent offender, which is the huge majority of people in jail, and you can't afford that 12.5% premium to the bail bondsman, you will sit in jail for weeks or months. And this is a travesty because it increases recidivism. It is terrible for the country. It's terrible for public safety. It tears apart our communities. And having been a magistrate judge for 26 years, we did bail reform in the federal system in 1984. There is an alternative to this where people who are not a danger to the community should be released while they're awaiting trial. So Brian Stevenson wrote in his book, Just Mercy, that the opposite of poverty is not wealth. The opposite of poverty is justice. And I believe that's true in the United States. We need to do something about that.
All right. We'll take a few more calls for Mimi Methvin, and we'll hear from Robert Travis Scott after this quick timeout for the news on 89.3 WRKF. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And Matt Doyle is producing. A few more minutes with Mimi Methvin, candidate for the 3rd Congressional District. And as noted, we are hopeful of visiting with the incumbent, Clay Higgins. Mm-hmm. Mimi is the endorsed Democrat in this race. 7 candidates are on the ballot next Tuesday. Joe in Crowley. Good morning, Joe. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, and thanks for having Mimi on this morning. Mimi, we all believe that you have the support to get into the runoff and eventually beat Clay Higgins, but that your support is in danger of sitting home. Will you please outline your get-out-the-vote plan so we can hear how you're going to get into this runoff?
Thank you for the question, and we are getting in the runoff, and we do have our people out. So we have the best ground game of any candidate in this race. We've had people out canvassing. We have phone bankers. We have postcard writers. I've been out canvassing. And if you look at the early voting statistics, we are getting out in droves. And I will tell you, too, because my campaign is reaching out not just to Democrats and independents, but also to Republicans who want a more responsible, better, effective voice in Washington. And lots of Republicans have told me as well that they've early voted and they voted for me. So I fully expect to get in the runoff. We have a great ground game, and folks are getting out.
David in Atlanta. Hello, David. You're on the air with Mimi Methvin.
I wish you all the best in the election. Would you consider challenging your opponent to supporting a measure that would censure the representative from Iowa, Stephen King, who supports the neo-Nazi platform of the Australian Freedom Party and the white supremacist candidate running to be mayor of Toronto, Canada?
Oh, sure, I would consider that. I would also challenge Clay Higgins to a debate where we can talk about his own association with extremist groups and white nationalist groups that we have documented, and his own hateful rhetoric that I think is contributing to the divisiveness in the country. These are things that every American should be concerned about, and I think it's an issue in the election.
All right. Timmy in New Iberia asks if you will be supportive of Nancy Pelosi should Democrats regain control of the House. Would you vote for her for Speaker?
That decision will be made when we know who the candidates are for Speaker in the House. But I do fully expect that the Democrats will be the majority party. But I'm going to wait and make that determination depending on who is a candidate for that position.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Mimi Methvin, and we look forward to visiting with you no matter what happens next Tuesday. You're a very good guest. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.